This is Navigate with ID Enang.
Let me most heartily welcome you to Navigate with ID Enang. I have the honor and pleasure to present the show within the context of my boss, the Radio Butterfly, Midday with Ify. So Navigate with ID comes every Tuesday and Thursday between the 3 p.m. to the 4 p.m. network. So it's just a time, the tail end of the pipe on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the Midday Show. We have the privilege to share and also learn together. I'm grateful to God for life, and I'm grateful for your life too. And thank you to, big thanks to all friends who have, you know, chimed in by way of responses, by way of feedback, by way of questions. The engagement and interactions have been absolutely fabulous. And thanks to MTN for, you know, standing in there to build a viral and just society by, you know, identifying with this program. So having taken all my courtesies out of the way, I want to crave your indulgence, folks. I want to bring a matter, you know, that really, really got me thinking, got my heart in my mouth. And one of you, I'm not, for the purpose of this, and if he, I'll probably will share this with you, I'll show it to okay. you so you'll see. And it's something probably you take up on your dish and have that conversation and see how our society is getting rotten by the day. I know we're talking about, I'm going to go into chess. I'm going to talk about how chess imitates life and all of that. But this one is something I must bring up because the young man in question said to me he would like me, you know, to talk about it on my program. I have a young mentee who came out of the listening to this program, and I never knew that over the period he had been following and listening to this program, the young man must have, you know, built some strong principles. And I'm going to read his mail to me, just to put it within context. When I read his mail to me, everybody will understand, then I'll tell you what happened thereafter. He sent a mail to me and he said, "Good evening, Uncle ID, and thanks again for the counsel on my previous mail. I wanted your counsel on an issue." I'm reading his mail verbatim. "I work in a school and we had to resume because of SS3 pupils doing WAEC. I have been in the school for 3 years now, and during WAEC, I don't join the school in assisting pupils during exams, i.e., solving questions for them and passing the answers to the pupils. The director knows I don't join because he has approached me in time past, which I declined. Other teachers do it and get paid for it. The director came to plead to me this week that I should assist the students in the forthcoming WAEC. It was like they have stayed too long at home, and if they are left on their own, they will fail and the school's image will be tarnished. Sir, what do you advise?" This was what I sent to him. This is what I wrote to him. The header was his name, which I will not disclose. I said, "Thank you for entrusting me with such information, and I also congratulate you for having paved the pathway of truth. Your current predicament is a typical challenge most people face in our society, where morals are in very short supply. I will offer you my counsel because you have asked, but let me say upfront that the decision to do what is right, ethically, morally, and just will always be yours to make. Sometimes you may not even have the time to seek for help, and you have to stand on what you believe. The path of destiny is a lonely path, but it always turns out better and enriching in the long run. My advice to you is to stand firmly on the principles you believe, though lonely and may have immediate dire consequences, but you have to brace up and be strong to walk alone. The destinies of many are at stake here. With practices like this by your director and many others, we continue to suffer as a nation because we churn out half-baked graduates, because the process is laden with filth. Shame on him and many of such who brazenly destroy the fabric of our existence and future as a nation. That is how we end up with leaders who will never value education and, of course, steal and perpetrate all manner of evil. So, my dear friend, if I were in your shoes, I would stick to my principles and strong values, though maybe may cause some initial pain, but in the long run, you will reap the bountiful reward of your action. It is a tough one, and I truly empathize with you, but just like I stated at the beginning, it will take you to make that choice and follow through. My prayer is that the good Lord will fashion a heart and a zeal of faith that will propel you like Daniel in Babylon and his kinsmen, that is Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego, to stand for what is noble and true. I hope this little treatise of mine will provide some measure of boost to your faith. Someday you will testify and use this same example to build others. That's why it's a path of destiny. Blessings. And I signed off. Now, much to my utmost chagrin, I got a mail from him. And he said, "Good afternoon, sir. Attached are pictures I took during the exam in my school. The supervisor from WAEC initially was doing like she was here." I'm reading his mail verbatim. "Was here for serious business, sir. Before you knew it, she was given a brown envelope, which made her look the other way. Students with their phones copying answers sent to them on WhatsApp. The teacher solving questions on the board for the students, and the WAEC supervisor was there." And he said to me, and I can't just finish it. And he signed up by saying, "Have a great day, sir." Now, I look at these two pictures. If you look at this, these are pictures here.
Wow.
Look at this. This is...
Oh, wow. Just right there. The teacher just writing
On the board
in front of the classroom, and the students just using their phones.
Yeah. Look at this.
This doesn't seem like it's an exam. It seems like a random class. Oh, wow.
And then we'll sit down tomorrow and wonder why we have the type of youngsters and the youth. Next week, I'm going to borrow a leaf. Zeal followed me on this game of chess, and he sent some stuff, and I told him, next week, Tuesday, I'm going to use every piece on the chessboard to talk about personality types. And I'll go in as an X-ray and tell you why we have issues with us in this nation. If I may just take a peep into it, the pawn on the chessboard is a very strategic piece. But it's small. It has all the trappings of the future and goodness, because it can transform to any other officer, as we call it. It can become... when it gets to the last dan, can be a knight, can be a rook, down into the... can be a queen. But you know what? Many times over, that pawn needs to be nurtured to maturity. The youths of our country are like pawns. If we do not, just like in the game of chess or even football, strategically teach them to go through process in order that we might have progress, then we are wasting our time as a nation. How can a school proprietor, how can an officer from WAEC, when you see these things and hear... Now, I'm so grateful to God for giving me the opportunity to come every Tuesday and every Thursday. And if you're listening to me and the things you've learned from me or you've learned on this program, I want to thank you for being able to stand. And to that young man, it just took this same program to be able to build the principles, and he's been able to stand firmly, and he's standing in that space. Now, I'm not one of those that will put this young man at risk. But guess what? We'll get to the root of it when they least expect. Remember I told you about the three S's: speed, surprise, and silence. One thing I can tell you is that that principal is not going to get away with it. I will not jeopardize the career of this young man simply because I want to be newsworthy. I want to put it on social media. They'll spot it and they'll spot him. But I want to let you guys know that just like the game of chess, we have to be very strategic. And what does it take to be strategic? This is how I started when I ended the program last week. I talked about football. That as simple as football is, the strategies of the game of chess are deep and complex. If we want to take back our nation, Nigeria, every single one of us must begin to look at that simple game that sits on a 64 squared board, or could be on your device. Whichever way you look at it, it's 64 squares. In a game of football, in a game of handball, in a game of hockey, it's all about goals. The obvious aim is to score goals whilst you prevent your opponent from doing the same. The best way to achieve this, however, is endlessly debatable. It is endlessly debatable. But I want you to know, like I said last week or in the course of our conversation on Tuesday, that the traditional strategy of defense, you cannot take away from the Italian national team. And by the way, in chess, there is what we call the Sicilian defense. And that is really speaking to the Italian national team. You can't take Italy on. That is their strategy. They are defensive. While on the other hand, if you have opponents that loves to attack, if your opponent never scores, so the logic goes, you can never lose. So there are people and there are companies and there are teams that go on the attack mechanism, just like the Samba Boys of Brazil. Brazilians employ contrasting means to achieve the same end of outscoring their opponents. They're not like the Italians score, but they're more of a defensive strategy. So if we do not, as a people, begin to look at how we want to turn around the fortunes of our country and mimic the game of chess and see it just like Kasparov did in 1984, if you do believe that when he played the world champion at that time, I think he was 21 years old. I still remember in 84, they played that game for 5 months. One chess game for 5 months. The reigning champion was Karpov, then Anthony Karpov, if memory serves me right. They started that game in 1984 and he was 21. But he ended that game and won, became a world champion at 22. Five solid months, just one small piece. And it tells you how it is important to have that tenacity. If we want a country that works, every Nigerian must get up, must believe that he or she is ready to go through the wrong of it. Now, remember, this is one of the things, the notes I made out of the book that I read by Garry Kasparov. Remember, I'm taking lessons from that book. And by the way, you know, as I think about it, this is just leaning me into a good space in the month of September. I'm going to focus on the word excellence in September, because we need to start seeing the picture how to build excellence. When you do not think excellently, you will call everybody excellency, because you don't know what excellence means. So people should not, just sit back now and look at how politicians want to wreck the lives of the people of Edo State, simply because two knuckleheads that believe that they are supposedly leaders do not even know where they are going. And it takes, who are they going to use? They are going to use pawns. They're using the people as pawns, and yet they have officers, there are bishops there, there are knights there that are supporting them, and it's all about themselves. In the game of chess, the king does nothing for anybody. The king is all about himself. It's all about self-defense. Everybody walks around to protect the king. And I bet you there are so many people running around trying to protect the governor, trying to protect the one that is coming, trying to protect the former chairman. But they don't realize that those guys, if you walk away from them, they are nothing, just like a king on the chessboard. A king on the chessboard is empty, does not add value. but he uses every other piece to protect himself. How long would we continue to salvage the image of our country, our young ones, by acts like we have a principal paying the WAEC official, paying the teachers? Shame on you, teachers. Shame on you, teachers, that embark on such things. Shame on you, principals and directors, that will sit down and take cash and have the students send them answers by WhatsApp, that they will bring out their phones. Then you are destroying the fabric of this nation. You cannot see it. For what? Gains of noun. In the game of chess, when your opening move is faulty and you have a ravaging queen, it will take away all the pieces, and in no time it will be a checkmate. God forbid that Nigeria will go into a checkmate because of people that refuse to learn and refuse to have morals, ethics, and be ethically minded. Friends, it is not about a collective, it's about you. So stop thinking about some other person. Think about yourself. I need you to sit in a space, and I'm going to use a part of what Kasparov wrote in his book. I not only underlined it, I wrote it down. I was going through my notes last night in my library, and I was like, oh my God, in 2008, you know, some of these things, you take them in, you don't even realize which one you get to use when the time comes. But here's something. I want you to see the futility of some outcomes that you make. But I want you also to see the future of the decisions you make in the present. And that's very critical. It means in the game of chess, you need to be a strategist. Who is a strategist? A strategist in the game of chess, or a strategist in the game of business, a strategist in the game of war, a strategist in the theater of war, a strategy in politics, a strategy in economics, a strategy in family planning, is someone who starts with a goal in the distant future and works backwards to the present. A strategist is a young man that says, I want to have a queen for a wife. In having a queen for the wife, you will sit back and I want to get married in 5 years' time. You already have a picture of success. I have a picture of excellence, just like you have Queen Esther, fashioned according to the similitudes of the palace. But Esther had an uncle called Mordecai to fashion her and teach her. A strategy starts with a goal in the distant future and works backwards to the present. If you want to become a managing director, if you want to become a CEO, if you want to become an entrepreneur of repute, you must become a strategist. Without strategy, you can't make any move. The very opening move in a game of chess gives the white, whoever has the white piece, makes the first move. But if that person makes the wrong move, that one move can cost him the game. In the game of chess, a grandmaster makes the best moves because they are based on what he wants the board to look like 10 or 20 moves in the future. When a grandmaster like Kasparov is playing, he will tell you in that book, his opening move is based on what the picture of that board in 10, 15 moves from then. So you sit back every time I'm talking to you guys, I say to you, what is your picture 5 years from now? I joined Guinness Nigeria in 1991, March of 1991, specifically the 3rd of March. There and then, I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have a coach, I didn't have nobody. The only thing I had was the Spirit of God that let a candle open in my heart that made me sit down and say, in 5 years, this is a picture of what I want to see in my life. I kid you not, and I say this with every sense of humility and grace of God. I sat back and I said, number one, 5 years from now, I want to be a line manager. What does it mean? I want to have direct reports. 5 years from now, I'll be a line manager and I want to be in middle executive management. Number two, married. 5 years from now, I was a young man. I was 24 years old. That in 5 years, I should be married. I had a picture of marriage. I had a picture of a spouse. I had a picture of having a queen. I had a picture of having a son, a child. Actually, I wanted a girl. Now, the picture I had was a girl. So my wife wanted a boy when we got married. So let me say the truth. It's not, I had a picture of a child. But inside me, a girl I defined. I wanted a daughter. But God just wiped my head and gave me a wonderful son. Okay? Now, I wanted a child. And then I said, in 5 years from now, what are the things that you want to see that I should position my career in such a way that I'll be well sought, and in no time I will make myself into the international space as what? As an expatriate. I said that to myself without knowing, but I was at Guinness. I launched Satinbrow, and I start telling you what happened. The minute in 1994, this was 91, 1994, I had the privilege of becoming a line manager. And there was one person, good friend of mine, he wouldn't mind that I'm calling his name, Austin Ofomba, who was the marketing director at Coke, marketing director at Guinness at one time, and was an executive at FCMB. Austin, I was his first manager. And the next person was Cherry Ailenubi, who is the chief marketing officer and strategist of Interswitch. I'm calling names so that you will hear, and I'm telling you, I was a line manager. It happened under 5 years. I got married in 1993. I had my first child January 1, 1995, and it was a boy. He's a boy. Today he's 25 years of old, of age. By the time I was clocking 5 years, it was time now for me to move into a new cadre. It was within the space of 1 year, there was a restructure at Guinness, and I moved from a junior management position into an upper middle management position. I started attending a management conference at OTA with my bosses. I dare say that it was an early day. That was how I was launched into executive management. Friends, these things are not, they are not fairy tales. It's happened before. I can't spend time to start going into other details about my career. So a strategy starts with a goal in the distant future and works backward to the present. So if you think about a grandmaster in the game of chess, you are the grandmaster playing your own game, trusting God for life. What do you want your life to look like 10 years from now, 10 moves from now, 20 moves from now? Some of you are in a career right now. You are thinking of twatwa, corruption, bribery, the money that is coming to you on a position you don't want to live there. You live a lousy life by just stealing, and you think that will survive, make you survive in 20 moves? If I was a thief when I served at Guinness or Coca-Cola or Cadbury or L'Oreal, I will not be able to come out boldly to say the things that I say. But I thank God for grace to keep me through 3 decades of my career because of you. I want you to know that it's possible. It's possible to win by righteousness, right standing. I belong to several local organizing committees working with the NFF. Nobody in NFF can step up today and say, I gave ID. This, whatever they say people do, minus me, because I chose not to. Strategists. So when people come to me and tell me, I could not, you are not the only one under pressure. You are not the only one. But you must be able to ask yourself, what do you want out of life? What do you want? That's what the game of chess will teach you. What do you want out of this game? When you start a game, that game may not end so quickly. A game took Kasparov 5 months to play with a reigning champion. Many of you dance around ugly characters and think that he is a king. That man is using you. You are a pawn on the chessboard. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your welfare. All he cares about is his pocket. Go and learn the game of chess. You'll see what I'm telling you. That a king on the chessboard is a nobody. Everybody thinks he's a somebody, but he can't help anybody. And there are so many kings in our political landscape, in our private landscape, in our public landscape, in our clinics, everywhere. They are all zeros pretending to be heroes. And you follow them, without knowing that your life is going to end up like their own, because there'll be a checkmate. If you know you want to take the path of life, you must stand strong in the seasons of life. And it starts from you sitting down and saying to yourself, what do I do? A grandmaster in the game of chess evaluates where his fortunes lie in the position and establishes objectives. I sat down in Nairobi. I was an expatriate. I was in Nairobi, Kenya, working for the Coca-Cola company. There were offers given to me to come back. There were offers given to me to go to Morocco. There were offers given to me. I said no. Until I got that offer, because I wanted to switch from mainstream marketing to general management, I came back to Nigeria as strategic planning manager, executive, chief of staff, and business development, reporting to the MD of Coca-Cola Nigeria. I'm using this. His name was Nathan Kalumbu. Nathan ended up being the group executive covering seven Middle East, Asia, Africa, and all of those markets. He was my boss here at CCNL on Gerrard Road. I came back from Kenya to come and work for Nathan then. And everybody said to me, ID, you are leaving marketing. Why are you going into this? I said, because I'm headed. I don't want to be a specialist. I want to become a general manager. So I became, that's what brought me into strategic planning. And from strategic planning, I found myself back in general management. That's why Samsung could come to me to ask me to come and be managing director. It's not by accident. You need to think about your career. Where am I going to be 10 moves from now? Where do I want to see myself? And that's why it would take big multinationals that will come back and say, come, ID, come and join us. I can't call names on radio, but if you come to me in my small seven tribes, I will tell you, because I want you to know that it's possible. There are people that God will set to go ahead, like Joseph, to preserve a posterity. And you must know that you are one of them. But if you let your life be taken around just because you're on the chessboard, somebody is using you to play kalu-kalu, like draft, you don't know. Look at how we are destroying the fabric of our nation. The youths are like our pawns. They are like pawns on the chessboard. Because every pawn can become any officer on that board once it gets to that level. Pawns are visionary, but they need nurturing. They need protection. They need people to carry them. And there's a piece called the knight. A knight cannot go alone. If a knight wanders alone, it will be taken out. But he needs another supporting piece so that a knight can wreak havoc. When you have a knight, a good knight, a bishop, and then the queen on rampage, hey, God help you. It's like a Brazilian's attacking you. But you then need to have the macho of the Sicilian defense that Italians use. That's a game of football. But it's all coming from what? The 64 squares of a game. And I'm telling you, there's life inside there, friends. Every move, every step you take must be calculated. So a grandmaster works out the step-by-step moves to accomplish the objectives he set. Many of you don't have any objectives, and so that's why you can blow from any wind of doctrine. They'll blow you here, blow you there. Tomorrow, your pastor says you go this way. Even your pastor himself needs to have a divine direction. He doesn't. Many of them are just walking. Your religious leaders, some of them are there for themselves. They're just the picture of the king on the chessboard. You are all protecting them. They say one thing about, you know, let us go. One day I'm going to teach about the onion model. Because the onion model tells you, when you look at the onion, just slice an onion, there's a core. That's a personality. Don't touch. People get personal because you touch their personality. But you shouldn't be touching their personality. Touch the behaviors. Focus on the behaviors. If a man of God is doing what is wrong, say it. If a leader is doing what is wrong, say it, but don't attack his person. It's not about his personality, but the behavior. If a man is stealing, he's a thief. There's a word for everything. If a man bakes, he's a baker. If a man cooks, he's a cook. So if a man steals, he's a thief. So why would they say this man is stealing? You say, no, he's just being economic with their words. Oh, ye, who has bewitched this generation? Even this country. Nigerians will now take to social media and start defending thieves. If a man has done something wrong and a court has said this man has stolen, is a thief. I've told you before, we should look for interim executive orders. They should bring some people and flog them. Bring their bomb-bombs down and wipe them publicly. 12 strokes and with Koboko. Everyone must understand that there's a future to the decision that you make. This game of chess is going to carry me. I know I'm going to probably terminate at the end of the month, but I just saw a lot of things here that I hope that you will understand. Friends, all I'm saying to you, that a strategy starts with a goal in the distant future and works backwards to the present. But it requires, you must have a goal and an objective. Having a goal and objectives is the first step. Sticking with them and staying on course is the next. When I come on Tuesday, you'll see how I'm going to take each personality type on the game of chess. And thank Zeal, because I'm going to take some of those things you put in there. I told you I had to take, I said I'll take some of that. You know, iron sharpens iron, but you get to a destination. When this grandmaster moves, those objectives that you have for your life, for your career, for your family, for your business, those intermediate objectives are essential. They are the ingredients that are necessary to create conditions that are favorable to your strategy. Without them, we are trying to build, it's like we are trying to build a house starting from the roof. Many of us try to build a house from the roof. And some that even try to build from the ground, start from where? The sand. But they don't want to build on the rock. The foundations, if the foundation be destroyed, what can anyone do? Not even the righteous. And we look at our country. Many a time, friends, we set a goal and head straight for it without considering all the steps that will be required to achieve it. You should be asking yourself some questions. What conditions must be true for our strategy to succeed? What conditions must be true for my strategy to succeed? What sacrifices do I need to make? What sacrifices will be required? In the game of chess, sometimes you need to sacrifice a piece for you to be able to make the advance. Yes, that's the story of life. Sometimes you may have to sacrifice something. What must change and what can I do to induce or enable those changes? Those are critical questions. They are. In the game of chess, your instincts is one thing, but your analysis is another. Between your instincts and the analysis, they will tell you that in a given position, there's a potential for you to attack your opponent's king. And so you can leave a bait. Many of you are someone's bait. Your boss in the office will tell you, you know what, you go and write this memo. Your boss in the office will tell you, go and tell them this. If they're asking this question, tell them you are a bait. You are a pawn. And he's sitting as a king because he wants you to protect him. Guess what? When that thing backfires, he throws you under the bus. They sack you. And who are you going to tell that your boss asked you to do it? I always tell people, even my team that work with me in Corporate Shepherds, always seek an audit trail. We deal with all kinds and manner of clients. Yes, the client is a company, but there are individuals in those companies. Some of them are wolves in sheep clothing. And so you need an audit trail. Some of you call it CYA. You call it the title. Cover your A. Men, people are going to call you names. They say you cover your A. Yes, thank you. It's called audit trail. That A is an audit trail. When the arrows of truth are shot, there can never be a trace of falsehood. Truth is truth. Many of you deal with facts. Facts are not truth. That's why this country needs to turn around. When some of us begin to look at our lives, instead of wasting your time, just like in the game of chess, we try to throw all our forces to protect the king. Friends, start searching for the objectives that will turn your life around. That will become your strategy. If in the game of chess your king is under threat and you keep hearing the word check, check, and you have a vociferous opponent with a very beautiful, rampaging queen supported by a knight and a bishop attacking you left, right, center, the queen will just be picking off your pieces. After a while, you yourself will say, Otoge, Oh, drop it. You must search for objectives that you must achieve in order to get successful. For example, you must think in the game of chess to weaken the protection around your opponent's king by exchanging a key defending piece. So, like I said to you, you can sacrifice something. It can be your time. It can be your resource. If it gets so bad, like that young man, it took a lot for him to write me. So it was a big risk for him to take those pictures and look at if he, in those young girls, young boys, bringing out their phones and copying from their phones. And tomorrow, those are leaders. You cannot tell them anything. They don't know the right way because some adult who is supposed to be a principal and their teachers, even the WAEC officer that has been given a bribe, turns the other way and they are writing the answers on the board. And then we'll come back and say it's COVID that caused it. It's nothing about COVID. But I salute the young man for standing. And it's on this program that those principles have been taught. If that's the only benefit I get from coming here Tuesday and Thursday, then the Lord be blessed. We'll open the phone lines shortly. But before then, we'll take a short break. And when we come back, I'll open the phone lines. Don't go away.
This is Navigate with ID.
Well, my dear friends, welcome back. It's Navigate with ID. We've been looking at the game of chess and how it mimics life. And within that context, I, you know, went back into memory about the time I had the privilege of reading the book from Garry Kasparov. And by the way, I love chess as a game and I play chess. But I can't say to you that I played chess in the last couple of months. But I do play when I have the opportunity. But there's so much in it that brings some measure of adaptability, consistency, and getting to a destination, a place called there. The numbers to call, 0809-191-3913, 0809-222-0913, and 0809-234-5913. If you have questions, comments, this is the time, friends, to roll the die. Lagos Talks. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Who is calling?
It's Oluwaseun.
Yeah, Sheun. We are working on a type budget of 1 minute per caller. So,
no problem. Roll. I have a question about the chess itself. The person I invented chess, when it was told to give by Emperor Sugi Arms for get a reward for inventing chess, all you said was one green for every square. The subsequent will be squared. The emperor was very, very happy. Something very cheap. But by the time he got to take something square, the emperor saw that it wasn't going to be that cheap. He has got to the several trillions of grains of rice that is what the emperor couldn't pay.
Mm.
So sometimes we also have to look before we leap.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oluwaseun.
All right, this is coming from Babatunde saying, good afternoon, Uncle Aidy and Ife. First and foremost, I want to commend that young man for entrusting Uncle Aidy with that information on the school where the principal was paying the WAEC official. I've learned a lot today. Once again, my Tuesday and Thursday is incomplete without listening to your program, Uncle Aidy. The lesson from your note on Tuesday is amazing and inspiring, making life count. The man who knows how, the man who knows who, creativity and calculation, innovation plus passion, strategy in life is a goal. Start planning. And he lists some more things. And he says, Uncle Aidy, you are a blessing to our generation and your presidency ambition will surely come to pass. I will use all my resources
to support you.
By the way, yeah, it's not Uncle Aidy. It's actually Babatunde that has been saying Uncle Aidy should go for
president. I don't have a presidential ambition because I've been president many times in different associations. So that title, I've used it and overused it. Right now, I'm first vice president and someday maybe I'll be president again. So I don't need, just in case, because somebody will run away with it now and say,
yes,
I don't want that he's doing all of this.
Exactly.
I have no ambition. And by the way, it would take God coming down physically to make me seek an elective office in this country. I'm saying that with every sense of humility, because Nigerians don't need, they have the type of leader they need. The one they should have, they won't want to support it. Lagos Talks. Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Abi.
Hey, Abi. Is it AB that I know?
Not so.
Okay, go ahead, AB.
Okay. This is about my second or third time calling into the show.
Thank you, Ebi.
Yes, and I want to appreciate the wisdom, what you're sharing about the workplace.
Mm.
I was reading something on Twitter today. Somebody mentioned something about office politics, that you either play the game or you pay for it.
Yeah.
What you're just explaining now about moves and all that is bringing a picture to me about some events I've been seeing of late.
Mm.
And sincerely speaking, I've not really been a power conscious person. I mean, playing this power game.
You already
but
played.
With what you're saying, I'm seeing it almost every year around me.
Yeah.
What I want to ask is this. Is it okay to be neutral? Not to belong to any camp, not to try to play their game. You just want to...
Abby, do you have a generator at home?
I do.
Do you have PHCN?
I do.
So you have a control box?
I do.
When you get home, just put the gear into neutral and then go and plug your TV and watch it. Thank you very much for calling in. The numbers to call 0091913913, 0809222 0913, and 0809234 5913. That's a WhatsApp line. Yes, Ma.
This is coming from Franklin Ting. Good afternoon, sir. God bless you, sir, for today's nugget. Sir, is it possible to correct someone who is far older than you?
Yes.
It's crystal clear that this person is consumed by their ambition and in the process pulling some wrong strings. I mean, this person is very old. Is it best to leave the person or to correct?
No, it is best to correct, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Mm. You need wisdom. And wisdom is a person. You need to understand what to say. And I think the book of Proverbs talks about the word that is fitly spoken. They are the apples that they are fitly, you know, put in silver. So when you see apple in silver, it is so adorning that you want to eat the apple. That's the way you must present those words, because the words that you will speak, they are spirit and they are life. So when the person is taking them on, it's not about his personality, but the behavior. Let him be able to see the truth in what you're saying. Okay? Lagos Talks.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Uche. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Uche, okay.
Yes. I just turned up. Now, there was something you said that made me want to call. When you said it will take God to come down from heaven for you to take elected post.
Yes. Because you will not appreciate a servant leader.
You just made my day.
Nigerians don't appreciate servant leaders. What they want are rogue leaders, and I am not a rogue leader.
Excuse me, sir. You just made my day.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are my person.
Thank
you.
God bless you. Lagos Talks, good afternoon. If you know, the truth about it is that Nigerians, when they see true leadership, servant leadership, people that serve from the heart, they don't like them. They prefer the ones that are wolves, that come in sheep clothing. Mm. And that nature has to change. Lagos Talks? Lagos Talks?
Yeah.
The lines are...
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Okay. Ebuka, all right. Quickly, Ebuka, because we're running out of time.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Just like you said, we deserve the leader we have. By the same time, sir, your leadership from the audition from day one to now, Oga, you are the leader we are looking at for now. So I don't know how you'll be.
Bonuza.
We'll vote for you. You've been vice president before, vice president. Now, father, okay, sorry, sir, we want to also to be the president that those people that got. Good, sir. But we need it.
If I catch you, Ebuka. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. ID. How are you?
I'm very well, sir.
My name is Alaba. Hello, Ify.
Hey, Alaba!
Where have you been, this man?
He just got married. Did you know that?
Been a while. Mr. ID, I'm actually hearing you from the app. I'm driving down to Oshogbo. I'm along Delisha.
Wow.
Oshogbo access.
Wow.
So please, I missed you there when you talked about... the onion model. Can you just kindly repeat it briefly? Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, Alaba, thanks. Oh, my. Lagos Talks. Lagos Talks. The lines are dropping. I'm sorry. Okay.
This is coming.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is coming from Charles. Say, Mado, see wisdom with the Jenna Nepa analogy. If you hope you're jotting things down, like I am jotting things down. Thank you.
Lagos Talks, good Hello. Afternoon. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. It's Amount to Uncle ID.
Yes. Which uncle is calling? What's your name, uncle?
Yes, I'm so glad I greet you this afternoon. My name is Uche, calling from Maryland.
Uche, Maryland. Okay, Uche, quickly.
Uncle, I just want to ask you to be wrong of me to hear all this, and I'm still walking the path of, how would I put this now? So I just want to know how to get to you. There are so many things I would have loved to ask you.
Okay. The easiest way to get to me, send an email, okay? Go to the website, navigatewithid.com. Just click on contact there. Send an email. It will land within the purview of my view, and then we'll then reach out to you. Now, you know that there is social distancing. So, Anya to Anya is not going to happen. It is Zoom to Zoom. Zoom to Zoom or my telephone to your telephone. Inano?
Yes.
All right, Uche. All right. Thank you so much. Well, let me quickly say this, Alaba. By the time I go through the onion model, I'm going to... If you peel an onion, okay, the core of it is the personality. That's as you come from the inside, the next thing, personality, when you touch the core of an individual, that's why they erupt. It's about their person. Many times when you're speaking to people, talk to them about their behavior, not their person. So we attack persons and their personalities. The next layer is really around values. You have values, and the next layer, attitude. And then what you now see on the outer part is what that person does manifest. So when you really check the core of an individual, you want to know why this person has a bad attitude, check the values, check his person, his growing up days, how has the parenting helped him to shape values. The values that are shaped as parents come in the form of attitude, and the attitude ultimately comes out in the form of behaviors. So many times when you find people behave in a certain way, it's because they've not been, we talk about home training, we talk about grooming. But all of this, we do not realize. Like these kids, now that their teachers are making them, they can pay. And the parents that are paying for those students to receive whatever on their WhatsApp phones in those schools, they're not helping the children. They're not helping the society. But what they think they're doing well, that's why people come out with 10 A stars. And just say, what is your name? Say, my name was... I say, hey, this one is a candidate for Miss Waek. He miss Waek. Nobody say he do Waek. He miss her. He been dead the exam hall, but person do am for her. I'll be back by God's grace on Tuesday. Friends, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your calls and everything. Bossifi, I'm out of here.
Boss ID.